A woman has died and four others hurt in a three-vehicle crash at Caloundra South overnight. The accident happened around 9 p.m. on Bells Creek Arterial Road, just next to Corbel Park. A woman was treated by critical care paramedics but sadly died at the scene. A male teenager was trapped in the wreckage of his vehicle and was later transported to hospital in a serious condition with lower limb injuries. Three other patients suffered minor injuries, one of them a child. The forensic crash unit is investigating. Vets are concerned that something that is making a lot of dogs very sick could be an intentional act. One vet clinic has taken to social media to report that over a 72-hour period earlier this week, five dogs were rushed there, three didn't survive. In all cases, the dogs had similar poisoning symptoms and had all been walked within the previous 12 hours at either Bedina Beach, La Bolsa or Point Cartwright areas. Other vets have reported more cases in recent days but can't say for sure what is causing so many dogs to fall ill. Sunshine Coast Council is urging local dog owners and vets to report incidents to police. Another burn-off today with the aim of reducing the volume of forest fuels ahead of the bushfire season. This morning, Parks and Wildlife officers will conduct a controlled burn within the Blue Gum section of Glasshouse Mountains National Park. As a result, smoke may be seen in the Landsborough and Biwa areas. A new Headspace Centre will open in Caloundra next year. The centre to deliver vital mental health and wellbeing support for young people in the region. Member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, says the new centre is one of 10 centres funded in the latest federal budget as part of the plan to strengthen, enhance and expand the national Headspace network.
It's about early access and early intervention, and that's what Headspace is all about. Headspace is working with some 630,000 Australians and 580,000 children. So Headspace provides very much a one-stop shop for young Australians to get that sort of mental health access, and it's just so important for young Australians.